to you for His glory. In this, Christ and aware of it. How do you work in your pre-Christ days or in your "no, I'm a Christian but a very poor one"? Prepare. Goes through when Jesus is central to this may be helpful. Throw all other assessments out the door. We're going to talk about love, and we're going to talk about people. Then John comes to mind. The Apostle John, often credited as being the disciple Jesus loved. And in the late years of his life, he's writing his epistles of 1st and 2nd and 3rd John, and it's like for decades, the dominant And so he brings us famous words like this one, "beloved." This is an older man, hunched over and slow moving, writing to young Christians for whom he has become a father figure. "Beloved, let us love one another." And most of us would say, "Amen, let us." But John wants to give us a few reasons for those moments when we wane. "Let us love one another, for love is from God." There's one reason. "Whoever loves has been born of God. Whoever loves knows God. And anyone who does not know God, and anyone who is not loved does not know God, because God is love." It's not just even His favorite activity. It's who He is. "In this, the love of God was made manifest among us. God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. And in this is love." It's not that we've loved God, because we haven't. It's that He loved us. It's that He sent His Son to be the propitiation, the payment for our sins. "Beloved, if God has loved us in this way, then also we ought to love one another." Here's another reason we should do it. Because no one's ever seen God. "But if we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us." Verse 12. Is there any word in this short little verse that trips you? There's one that trips me. No one's ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us. I'm not quite at home with the word "perfected." How's that going to look? I've lived with myself long enough to know that very little is perfected in me. So here John has sketched out how glorious the love of God is. So glorious that He would give His own Son for people who haven't even loved Him. And now he says, as this love flows through you, somehow it will be perfected. What does that mean? Certainly the quality of love in my life is not going to somehow up what God has already displayed. But there's a glory to it that will be greater than ever. Because, of course, the Creator loves His creation in a profound way. And certainly, the Savior loves the ones He has saved in a profound way. But those I expect. How is it that divine love is going to flow through us? We are dust people. And divine love is going to flow through us in some glorious way? How does that work? I wonder if it doesn't work like this. Composing a symphony is an impressive act under any circumstances. Composing a symphony, if you're deaf, to me goes up the notch on the impressive scale. And yet Beethoven is famous for losing his hearing along the way and composing some of his greatest stuff after the fact. I'm impressed. Writing a book that becomes a bestseller is an impressive thing. Writing a series of books that sell over 400 million copies is very impressive. There's only one to have ever done it. So to start on your series when you're a newly divorced single mom living on welfare in an apartment with mice, to me, gets a little more impressive. When the odds are stacked against you, when it seems there's no way that this could happen, somehow the glory of that achievement shines through. And I wonder if that isn't what John's getting at when he says, God's love for you will be perfected. It's glorious when God loves sinners. Yes, it is really glorious. It's when he pumps his love through sinners and they love other people in the same kind of way. Now that is a glorious thing to behold. And that's what he wants to do with us. That's what he intends to do. He's not asking if you're up for it or not, because the illustrations of Beethoven and of Rowling, here's where they fall through. These people achieved for their own reasons. Beethoven will go down in history as one of the greatest. Rowling will receive her accolades as a writer. But you and I, we are not going to do this by our steam or strength. Jason is incapable of loving like Jesus. Many of you already know this. You are incapable as well. So none of this is going to come off as something we ever receive glory or credit for. If we were capable of pure love, then the world would be a very different place, wouldn't it? If we were capable of pure love, then it would indicate that the fall never happened, that Jesus coming on the cross was a joke and it was unnecessary. But we know all of this is true. Our fall. So how is it that heaven's love would flow through us? I wonder if it's not in the hymn we sang this morning. And here's where we end. Redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. Great refrain. Redeeming love has been my theme. If there's one thing I think about, if there's one thing I build upon, if there's one thing that stirs me and moves me and pushes me, it is the experience of redeeming love. So if you are sitting there thinking, I'm all up for this, Jay. I know we should love better. I know that God would be glorified if I loved better. I know that this would be a mark of my movement along the road if I was loving people more like Jesus loved them. I just don't know how on earth I'll ever achieve that. Here's how you'll achieve that. You will make redeeming love your theme. And it shall be till you die. What was that? What does this mean? It means soak in his love for you. Find ways to sit with it, to make it your own, to taste it, to sit with it, to acknowledge you cannot earn it, never have earned it, never will. But it is given and it is abundant and it is extreme. It is nonsensical. But it is true. And somehow as this miraculous love soaks into us, we are given some sort of ability then to reciprocate it to other people. We could never generate it and pump it out. But somehow as it flows into us, we are given the ability to let it flow out of us. Redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. And as his love pumps into us and flows through us, then we become the glorious ambassadors of God, the reflections of his image, and we live with a confidence that says, yes, indeed, it appears I am moving along into ever higher realms of loving other people, and bizarrely, I couldn't have done any of it. I am doing things beyond myself because the love beyond myself is flowing through. All mysterious, but this is standard for the Christian experience. And it is the only way for any of us to rise up to the stature of Christ and to love people in the ways that he does. Redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. Let's pray on that and we'll close. Father, it's a wonder almost beyond grasping that you love us as you do. And we have all sorts of barriers to it, God. We don't We have all sorts of baggage we bring with us of why we are unworthy. Some of it's true. Some of it's imagined. And yet, God, we need you now. You have brought an overwhelming love to the table, and now we need you to go a step farther, and we need you to enable our hands to release control of our lives, and we need you to enable our hearts to open up wider than we know how to open them, so that this love can flow in and can cleanse us and can free us and can empower us to live up to the call you have placed on us, God. I pray, Lord, that that type of genuine gospel experience that you are leading each of us into it. For we cannot reach places of maturity in Christ on our own steam. It will all be about being in you and being new creations and being connected to you as that vine and branches and having your life and your fruitfulness flow through us, God. Thank you for as complex as this hits us sometimes, God, thank you for the simplicity of it. That if we will but open ourselves to you, that infinite possibilities for life exist. And I pray that you will teach us and show us how to be your faithful lovers of others in this world. I pray that we will love in ways that bring glory to you, God, and that we will love with a Christ-like power that brings redemption and healing into our lives. Thank you, God, for your goodness to us. We come in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for being here this morning, my friends. Thanks again to our worship team and our other leaders. May the love of Christ flow through you this week, and may the peace of Christ be with you. Absolutely.